Ooh, golly. That woman's got a tunk on her, huh? Ooh, now if only I were 30 years younger and not trapped inside of the... How did y'all get in here? Huh. Must have been those damn Phantom boys at it again. Well, anyway, since y'all are already here, I want to talk about something. Because, see, those Phantom boys lost all their footage from last week. So that's why HM is here to give y'all an episode. A very special Halloween one, if I might add. So what does that mean exactly? Well, good thing good old HM is here to solve that one. Why don't we grab that big old dusty book and see if we can't find ourselves a nice story to chill out with on this day very close to All Hallows Eve, huh?
What the fuck is the internet?
On the internet?
Fantastic.
That's how I met my new buddies.
You didn't let me finish my sentence. I said...
Fantastic. Rated R.
Let's see what we got over here. Oh, I got an idea. How about we read an excerpt from the Satanic Bible? That ain't a bad idea, cowboys and cowghouls. You know, it is Halloween after all. Let's see, let me bring you to one of my favorite passages. The 11 in Neutchen Key. Ah, classic.
Oxiala, Olado, Ajordi Roma, Okoraxo, Das, Zodilaxio, Rasayo, Odverbasio, Carmeliaxa, Ad Bahala, Niso, Bagali, Abarameji, None.
Who in Sam Hain is knocking at my door on this hour, interrupting our time with the Satanic Bible? Sorry about that, cowboys and cowghouls. We're gonna have to cut this one a little short this time. Goddamn, hold your horses. Golly. Walking over here, unreal. Who is it? Who is it? What do you want from me at this hour? Oh, hey, everyone. It's everyone's favorite psychopath, Charles Manson.
Hey, what's shaking? Yeah, it's me. I'm the devil, man. Yeah.
Whoa there, friend. Why, I'm sure all of our listeners are just...
You ain't even real. Nobody is. I'm a snake. Yeah, what's shaking, baby?
Charlie, would you relax and let me speak for 1 minute? Now, wait, what are you even doing at my house right now? Do you know what time it is?
Hey, man, relax, all right? Look, I brought some records for us. Yeah, man, they're real groovy, baby, when you play them backwards. Yeah, I gotta show you something. Pour me a drink now, will ya? The acid trip's really starting to peak, man. Wild.
Why, all right now. I ain't got a chair, Charlie. Y'all have to sit on the floor near the record player, I reckon.
Groovy, baby, real groovy. You know, chairs used to talk to me, man. Yeah, said there was a race war on its way. Anything with four legs tell me about a race war, man? Ha, I believe it. Real groovy-like. Ha, you see, we all exist. Yeah, man, but we also don't. It's real groovy-like, you see? I was tripping the other night, and I thought I heard someone calling me through these songs. Real groovy-like, man. They were telling me to do stuff. They were asking me questions. They know where I live, man. Yeah, so I figured I'd come here, show you a thing or two. Yeah. Yeah, man, they can't catch me out here. Yeah, I know it.
Well, all right now, relax. I'm sure our listeners wouldn't mind if you play a song or two for us. Sure, that'd be, in your words, real groovy-like. Yeah. So why don't we do that? What do you got for us, Charlie?
Yeah, all the music.
Charlie, now what the hell's wrong with you, boy? No one wants to hear that garbage. Did I say what I think it said?
Heh, yeah, of course it did, baby. Yeah, that one says, she's giving me the evil eye, suck Satan's cock, yeah. It's real groovy. You know, that one's called Evil Eye by Ash, yeah, baby, yeah. I'd love to have them in my family, yeah.
Nah, goddamn, Charlie. You know what? How about we just bring it over to the internet fandom, see if they got anything for us. Anything spooky. Something not as disturbing as what you brought to the table today, huh?
Mason.
What'd you just ask me?
If you have a team jerk off, you know, what you're
no,
going.
Would anyone this ever hurts. Jerk off with someone else? That sounds, this isn't what I want to ask. Internet Fandoms podcast exclusive.
Why not? That's a funny question. I'm going to ask that. I'm going to go to a bar and ask that to some random guy at the bar. You think it'd be funny?
Yeah, you'll probably end up with a boyfriend by the end of the night.
Probably
that's lit.
Right.
Hey, I've done that a couple of times. Yeah. Boy, do I regret bringing it back to them. Well, listen, I think I hear the police sirens coming through. You know, I'm just gonna play one more for y'all before I leave. I gotta head back. Yeah, I gotta head back to the ranch. Yeah, I'll be safe there. So listen, why don't you listen to this next one and let me know what you think?
Mommy or Daddy, help us. Mommy or Daddy, help us. Mommy or Daddy, help us. Mommy or Daddy, help us.
Looks like Charlie's out of here. It's the feds. Oh, that Charlie boy. Now, normally I'd be quite upset and awfully rip-roaring right now, but it's Halloween, baby. Why be mad? You know, look what happened. I've given some treats, but I got tricked in the end. Let's swing it over to some spooky sponsors.
There's a vacancy at the Bates Motel.
Norman, is that you?
No, it's Spuds McKenzie, and it could be you. Look for this display and enter Bud Light Psycho Sweepstakes to win a Bud Light party with Spuds McKenzie at the Psycho Mansion. You could even get a mug like Spuds at participating retailers. Wow!
That Spuds is so cool, it's scary.
And now we present Scary Tales.
We here at the Internet Phantoms podcast are well aware that Halloween is a time for tricks and treats. But a couple kids in Connecticut last year, they got a little bit more than they were bargaining for. That's right. Let's bring it over to that news segment where, someone, quote-unquote, accidentally put a bunch of razor blades in the candy. That's right, baby.
Police in Connecticut make an arrest that serves as a warning about Halloween candy danger. 37-year-old Jason Raz is accused of placing razor blades in candy containers he handed out to children yesterday in Waterbury. Police say Raz claimed the blades accidentally spilled into the candy bowl he used to hand out treats. He is charged with reckless endangerment. No children were injured by the razors.
And we here at the Internet Phantoms podcast do our due diligence in finding the truth. That's right, baby. And back in the 70s, 80s, that was a hoax that has been debunked. They weren't putting razor blades in the apples, in those candy, delicious little candy apples. That's right. But here we have men accidentally. And, baby, you tell me one place where you're accidentally handling candy and razor blades in one spot. You ain't. You ain't doing that. So you know what? Now good old HM is feeling real spirited, if you catch my drift. Real spirited. So baby, let's dim the lights down a little bit lower. Let's get a little scarier, baby. Let's head back to the Satanic Bible for one more very special excerpt.
Safahi, Zodimai, do I be, Odnoasa, Takuanis, Adorochai, Doripial, Kausagi, Adfaonatsu, Peripisol, Tabiliori, Kasarima, Ameizepari, Nazo darate, afa,
od dalugari. Zodi zodopi, zodi zolalada, kaosaji, tol, toregi. Od zad karashi, ishariacha, el tavivau.
How was that one, children? You see, ain't nothing to worry about when it comes to demons and the satanic rituals that some ensue. Now, there might be multiple types of Satanism, one much better than the other. But cowboys and cowghouls ain't nothing to worry about. Ain't no devil gonna come after me or you. Ain't no such thing. Now, Charlie already left. He would have gotten a real kick out of this. But baby, just listen. Ain't nothing gonna come after you. Wait, what? Someone playing a trick on me again? What is that noise I keep hearing now? Huh, what's... Why's my scotch glass shaking? Oh, no, wait. What it... No, no! No, not for me! No! No, go and get out of here! Ah! Get out! Internet fan podcast! Oh, platform! No, don't take me! No! Like, comment, subscribe!
The Internet Fans Podcast is no more. I, Lucifer Morningstar, now control this. Good old ancient is no more. I rule supreme. Minions of the night, come to me, join us on Hallows Eve.
There's a time for living. The time keeps on flying. Think you're loving, baby, and all you're doing is crying. Can you feel? Are those feelings real? Look at your game, girl. Look at your game, girl. What a mad delusion, living in that confusion, frustration and doubt. Can you ever live without the game? The sad, sad game. And you can't be true. You can tell those lies, baby, but you're only fooling you. Can you feel? Are those feelings real? Look at your game, girl. Go on, look at your game, girl. If you can't feel and the feelings ain't real, then you better stop trying. Crying.